Hi, world. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. And the topic for today is being mindful. You know, growing up in the country, we will often hear the older folks say to us, be mindful of what you're doing. And thinking on the word mindful is defined as being conscious or aware of something, or focusing one's awareness on the present moment, especially as part of a therapeutic or meditative technique. As we journey through life as heavenly citizens, it's important that we are mindful in all areas of our life, in our home, with our children, with our husbands, our wives, in our community, where we sit, what we eat, who and what we entertain. We have to be mindful of those things because there's constantly things coming against us. Like people say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. That's true. But that doesn't always have to be seen in a negative light. Because some things that are coming against us are to strengthen us in our faith, while others are coming to derail us in our faith, throw us out of focus, throw us out of the order of God, throw us out of the plan that God has set for our life, the vision that God has instilled in us. And we got to know the difference. And in knowing the difference, we must know how to reply. And the word of God tells us in Romans 12, because we need to know how to reply as heavenly citizens. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Because the enemy is doing what he is going to do and what he's always been doing. And we have to do what God has already caused us to do. We have to. If we want to come out on the victorious side, we have to live like Romans 12 tell us to live. Because as we grow and understand, number one, this, that the God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. That's what's going on today. We saw a man, it was just last week, set himself on fire for Donald Trump. I'm focusing on this man and what he did. Something demonic has to be in you for you to set yourself on fire, to cause harm to yourself. That's not God. And that's all we got to know. What's coming against us? Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us this. We see faces, but Ephesians 6 and 12 tells you that it's within that person. Search the heart, the spirit by the spirit. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. That's what we're fighting against. It may look like it's your husband, a wife, a cousin, a brother, a sister, or the church member, or the grocery store clerk, or that person on the job, but it's what's in that person. And you literally have to love the hell out of them. And you got to pray it out of them. Because sometimes you're not ready to be in the presence of that person, but stay in the presence of God so God can equip you to go forth when it's time to stand before that person and love that hell out of them. Because it's possible. All things are possible. And if we stay focused, if we stay in the presence of God, if we trust God and don't conform to this world and the ways of this world, we will Isaiah 54:17. we will understand there's no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue which rises up against us in judgment, it will be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And the righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So we got to trust God. Be mindful of the things that's going on. Be sober, as the word tells us, focused and ready to make our move the right move. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth and be mindful. In Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I pray something was said that could be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time, be sure to select the subscription link. And even with becoming a subscriber, you can also pay to have your companies advertise through the segments of I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you. It's another day, Lord. Brand new mercies, Lord. And we're grateful. A new opportunity, more time to go forth, living according to your word, your will, and your way, Lord. And as we come before you today, Lord, what we are asking, Lord God, is that this mind that is in us be in you, Christ Jesus. We don't know how to do everything, but you are the author and the finisher of our faith. May we seek you first, the kingdom of God, and all your righteousness, Lord God, so that we would know how to go forth and live our lives according to your word, your will, and your way. We love you so much, Lord God. May we know the difference of what's coming against us and know how to reply in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. May we love the hell out of all things that rise up against you and go forth as heavenly citizens, bringing light in this world, both near and far, in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, both now and forevermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.